Namaste. Welcome to Buddha's teaching. My name is Sothi Tim. First of all, I'd like to pay respect to the Triple Gems. I'd like to pay respect to the Buddha. I'd like to pay respect to the Dharma. And I'd like to pay respect to the Sangha. Hello again, everyone. It's nice to be here with you all today again. Hope everyone is doing fine, doing okay, as we continue on our journey of life. So today's topic, I want to talk about a couple of the wholesome mind faculties. Okay, the mind faculties, as we all know, in the 52 mind faculties, we have three groups, right? The unwholesome group, the wholesome group, and the neutral group, the independent group, right? So, and in the wholesome group, there are 25 mind faculties, wholesome mind faculties, 25 of them, as you know, as you remember. And in those group, there are two mind faculties that I like to talk about today. One is shame of wrong mental state, and the one next to it is shame of wrong mind. It's the two is pretty much is very close to each other. So shame of wrong doing, in other words. So that's a topic I like to talk about today. Shame of wrong doing, of wrong mental state, or of wrong deeds that we have. Okay, so as we all know, in Buddha's teaching, the Buddha told us to practice the Eightfold Noble Path, right? And in the Eightfold Noble Path, the very first avenue that the Buddha points to is right view. That's at the very top, the number one avenue, the number one path that we are supposed to take. So what is it? So the opposite of course, right view is wrong view, right? So the Buddha taught us to practice the right view, the Eight Noble Path, so that we can liberate ourselves from suffering. And if we do, if we go the wrong way and having wrong views, then we bound to suffer. And we will get caught in the cycle of samsara. So if we want to break away from the cycle, then we need to practice the Eightfold Path. So wrong view, that's the thing that we all have issue with. A lot of us are having issue with that, and that's why we are caught. We are still, you know, in the samsara. So what is wrong view then? So in the again, in the 52 mind faculties, the group that is unwholesome, so that is the source of wrong view. Okay, so of course, that is the source of the wrong view. If we don't do any of those things that is in the unwholesome group, we only practice what's in the wholesome group, then we would have right view, right? We would be doing things as the right way according to Buddha's teaching. So now, as we can see, wrong view comes from the wrong mind faculties, right? Okay, so when the wrong mind faculties are in play, it generates unwholesome mind, right? So when it generates unwholesome mind, it creates and of course unwholesome thought, unwholesome speech, and unwholesome activities. And it's because we have wrong view, and that's caused us to have wrong view on things. So in the unwholesome group, as we know, there are 14 of them, right? There are 14 unwholesome mind faculties. Do you all remember what they are? Hopefully, I know I don't have good memory either, but it's a good thing. It's a good idea to write it down on a chart somewhere, so you can refer to from time to time what wrong views, what the wrong mind faculties are. So let me go over it quick. So here are the 14 unwholesome mind faculties, or you can call it mind elements, okay, because these are the ingredients that make up the mind, and these 14 are the ingredients that make up unwholesome mind, which leads to us having wrong view, leads us to do wrongful things, wrongful speech, wrongful action. So number one is delusion or ignorance. So that's number one. Number two is shamelessness. And you can imagine what that means, right? Number three, no fear of wrongdoing. Okay, number four is restlessness. And these four, as we all know, these four are grouped together as one subgroup in the unwholesome group. Okay, the unwholesome group is divided into two parts. Part number one is these four here. It's called the universal unwholesome group. Another word, when we have unwholesome thing going on in our mind, these four are always present. When we have anger, hatred, jealousy, greed, lust, whatnot, all these four are always present in our mind. Okay, these four faculties here. The delusion, the shamelessness, no fear of wrongdoing, and restlessness. Those are the four universal unwholesome mind faculties or mind elements. Okay. Right, and the rest is okay. Number five is greed. Number six is, of course, again, wrong view, and we can get into that a little later. I know it's kind of repetitive, but it's wrong view within this also. And number seven, conceit. Number eight, anger or hatred. Number nine is jealousy. Number 10 is stingy or avarice. Number 11, agitate. Number 12, undecisiveness. Number 13, laziness or sleepiness, I mean. And number 14 is doubt. Doubt or undecisiveness is pretty much almost the same, right? So these 14 are the unwholesome ingredients of our mind. Okay, and when we have these are the ingredients that lead us to have wrong speech, to have wrong action, and to have wrong view, and do unwholesome karma. Right? So those are the unwholesome mind faculties. Right. So, as we have learned, do we truly understand what is wholesome, and do we truly understand what is unwholesome? Okay. The way that we have been talking throughout the study here is that we need to observe our own mind, right? The Buddha teaches us to look within, which means to look at our own mind, to see what kind of mind that we have. It's, you know, the Buddha never taught us to look at other people's mind. It's to look at our very own mind, all right? It, not looking at people's anger or hatred or anything, okay? That is not our business that we need to take care of. We need to take care of our own mind as a primary goal. Other people, that is something that we can strive to do, but first of all, we need to help ourselves, right? The Buddha said, help yourself first before you can help others. Or as we know, you need to know how to swim yourself first before you can help somebody or people who are drowning. Because if you don't know how to swim, do not attempt to save people that are drowning, because you will go down with them. So first and foremost is make sure that we save ourselves, meaning know to understand our own mind, to clean our own mind first, right? To look within. So that's why the Buddha taught us about having sati, as we have mentioned before, S-A-T-I, having sati. And that is taught in the Satipatthana Sutra, right? That is one of the very important teaching. The sutra is Satipatthana Sutra. It's the sutra that talks about awareness, about mindfulness. So as we learn, we know that, okay, our mind has wholesome ingredients and our mind has unwholesome ingredients, okay? So the first and foremost thing that we need to know is at least to know that when wholesome mind arise, we know how wholesome mind arise, and especially, right, quote unquote, especially when unwholesome mind arise, we become aware that unwholesome mind arise within, okay, within, not with other people, within us. Right? That's how we practice. That's how we learn. We are not looking at other people's mind. We are looking at our own mind. Okay? So it's very easy, right? It's very easy to see at the gross level what people do, okay, or what we do in a way. Okay? For example, people upset, people angry, mad, or, you know, people cry, or people having a bad thing going in, you know, in their emotion, in their feeling, all right, having hate and that. So that oftentimes we can see that in people, or we know that when that happens within us, we know we don't feel good, right? But that is at the gross level, okay? We know when we're angry, we know we're angry, but we're upset. But a lot of time, people who are not aware of their own mind, when they are caught up in that situation, when greed arise, right, when lust arise, right, when jealousy arise, they, you know, when fear arise, they just go with whatever that emotion is, right? When they're angry or upset, you know, they fight, they yell, they scream, okay? So they are that emotion, okay? They're not even aware of it. And that is a gross presentation of unwholesome mind faculty at display, right? You can see, okay, you can see that, oh, that is the display of unwholesome activities, right? That has the mind as the creator. The mind generate that emotion. The unwholesome mind generate that anger, that jealousy, the hatred, okay, the restlessness, the fear, or the shamelessness of doing things such as stealing, committing adultery, right? So until we become sick and tired of these negative emotion, negative feeling, the tension that we have, and we say, okay, I have to do something about this. Until we come to that conclusion, we're not gonna do anything about it, okay? But once we come to that conclusion that, okay, these are truly unwholesome, negative things that is happening within, that is happening inside of me, that, you know, this is becoming a very thing that is really disturbing my peace, and I'm really sick and tired of this. And then that is the beginning of your true journey to become shy away from these unwholesome mental activities. Okay, so you become ashamed or become shy of these very unwholesome thing that is happening inside of you, not inside other people, inside of you. Okay, so when you become sick and tired, become shy of this negative emotion, you want to stay away from it. Okay, and that is when you become an observer of this negative activity, of this unwholesome emotion that keep arising. Okay, and as you know, the three poison are the main culprits in behind all this, right? The three poisons are greed, right? Anger, right? And ignorance. Those are the main three poison behind all of this craziness that goes on inside our disturbed mind. So until we are truly afraid of this, we will keep chasing after the different things that we want, the different things that we like, okay, the fame, the fortune, the popularity, the, you know, lots of money, and, you know, all kinds of things, you know, or being jealous, things that make us feel not good, you know. When we become shy of those things, then those things do not have the power on us anymore. Okay, so to stay away, to when you become shy of these are the wholesome shyness. Okay, it's called shame of wrong mental state. Okay, or shame of wrongful deed. Okay, because now you become aware that all these unwholesome mind faculties are just like like virus or bacteria that is creating all kinds of mental sickness within, and you become afraid of it, you become shy of it. And now once you become that, then you want to stay away from it, right? That's the word. When you try to stay away from all those unwholesome activities, that's what we call, you become ashamed of the unwholesome activities within your mind. Okay, so when you become ashamed of those unwholesome activities, then you will learn to catch them. Okay, and now this is the practice of having sati, observing your very own mind, observing your very own emotion, because now you truly understand that these 14 unwholesome mind faculties create all kinds of havoc, create all kinds of destruction within you, and it also affects people around you. Okay, not just you, it also affects your family, your spouse, your children. So now that once you become ashamed of it, of those 14 unwholesome mind faculties, then you learn to observe them, learn to catch them when they arise within you, not within anyone else. So when there's anger arise, you see anger arise, you don't become angry. See, not for most of the people, when anger arises, they just become angry and start yelling and talking, right? Once you do that, you already lost your control to anger, right? When you do that, you lost your control to hatred. When you have greed, you have lost control to greed. You lost control to lust. You lost control to jealousy, because your mind, the ego mind, takes you away from yourself. And it takes you to thinking about unwholesome thing. Okay, the mind has the power to do that. The whatever you generate from inside, that mind takes you to the wrong path. You know, jealousy path, stingy path, the mind of stingy people, hatred, right, upset, fear, worry, restlessness, sleeplessness, and all that, the mind keeps take you there. Okay, but when you're afraid of all those things, when you become aware that all of those unwholesome things that's happening, it's not doing you any good, and it's not doing any good to your loved ones, you become shy of it, you become afraid of those things. Okay, you want to stay away from those things. So in other words, you want to stay away from those 14 unwholesome mind faculties. You see? So when you want to stay from those, in other words, you can't really stay away, because the wholesome and unwholesome faculties of our mind is within us. Right? It's within us. Wholesome and unwholesome, they all in there, all within us. Okay, so but the only way that you can stay away from is to observe when those emotion arise. When those emotion arise, you know right away that, oh, that unwholesome emotion is coming up again. No, that's not what I want. Right, you say no to them. Okay, so for example, you have conversation with your wife or with your children or your parent, your sibling. They say something that not pleasant, right? Quote unquote, not pleasant to your ears, right? All of a sudden, your anger arises. You catch it right away. Oh, wait a minute. This unwholesome mind faculties within me is arising. That's not where I want to go. So, because you are afraid of this thing, okay? You know that this thing cause issue for you and for other people. Now you become you shy away from this emotion that is generated within you. Okay, so this is what you call shame of wrong mental state, or shame of wrong mind. So in this case here, is that you are ashamed or you are shy away from the very your very own unwholesome activity, mind activity. Okay, you become shy, you become shy away, and now you can see, right? You can see it's happening within you, and you become shy away from it. Okay, because this thing as you know, our emotion happen very fast, right? Many people cannot catch this, because once we whatever emotion arise, we, for most of us, we just go with the emotion. Okay, but for us who have studied Buddha's teaching, this is the very source. We go to the source of our issue, and this is where we learn. We learn where it generates, where our emotion comes up. That's where we catch it, right? And we know that, there you are. You are raising your ugly head again, okay? That unwholesome anger, you know, element, mind element, and that's a greed element that can cause you to do unwholesome things or say unwholesome things, you know. And those are the kind of things that once you become aware of it, and you become and you know that those things can give you you know, the icky feeling, give you the tension, give you the stress, and you become ashamed of those mental state that happens inside, right? You become ashamed of the wrong mental state. You become ashamed of the wrong of the wrong mind, emotion that is come up within you. So once you grab onto that idea, then you become ashamed of those mental states. Then you learn to catch them, right? You learn to catch them when they arise. You say, "Oh no, that is not the right thing to do." Okay, that would lead me into the wrong path, having wrong view of life. Okay, I like to steer away from those. Okay, once you steer away from those, you will be a lot more happy, because after a while, you come to confront yourself with those unwholesome activities, and you say, "No, that's not where I want to go. Okay, I rather keep my peace of mind." So after that, so when you say, "No, I don't want to go there," okay, unwholesome activity, "No, I'm afraid of doing it now. I'm so ashamed of it now." Okay, I'm ashamed of this wrong, of this negative, of this unwholesome mind activity. Okay, you're ashamed of wrong things. So you take yourself away from that. And once you take yourself away from negative emotion, from unwholesome activity, what is it that you have left? It's automatic, right? It's automatic. You will only have wholesome mindset left, right? Because now you understand what unwholesome do to you, to your peace, and to people around you, right? So you stay away, you take yourself away from that. And little by little, as you catch on to your own very own emotion, little by little, you lift yourself away, right? You become shy of those negative feeling and emotion that keep arising. You become shy of them, and you know them, what they are, and you become shy of them. You become you that's what we call shame of wrong. Okay, this is what we call the process of cleaning ourselves. It's the process of cleansing our very own mind. Okay, this is not anyone else's mind, it's our very own mind. Because after we study the teaching so far, and we get to know the different mind faculties that we have, then we can see that, oh, it's all in here. It's within me. Okay, I have all these ingredients, wholesome and unwholesome, all in there together. Okay, it's in a mix. And it just takes turn to rise to the surface based on the condition, based on the encounter, the experience that we going through in life, right? We see things, we hear things. What kind of reaction that we have is the product of these mind faculties right here. Right? You follow me, right? The reaction of our mind is the product of the mind faculties. So once we know the mind faculties, we can stop it there. If we want to, you see, that is the process of cleansing our very own mind, of purify our very own mind to have a better life, right? To have a better peace of mind within all of us, and also with people that we interact with, because what we give out, we receive back. If we give out anger, we receive back anger. If we give out compassion, we receive back compassion. That's how nature works most of the time. Most of the time. But there's, you know, the small percentage has to do with, of course, karma, which, you know, we all know that it's a long story behind it. Okay. So that's what I like to share with you all today regarding those two wholesome mind faculties, shame of wrong mental state and shame of wrong mental mind. Okay, we are ashamed of those of the unwholesome one. Okay, so we practice wholesome you know, things that we think lead us to peace, to true happiness. All right, so that's what I have for you all today, and hopefully you understand this little clip here. Until next time, hope everyone is doing fine. All right, namaste.